I'm joined on the fifth quarter show by head football coach of Boonville Pirates, Greg Huff, playing Oak Grove tonight, coming out on top 47-26. Coach, got it done tonight.
Yeah, it was definitely a good game. Kind of tell of two halves, to be honest with you. First quarter, Oak Grove came out and scored right off the bat, and then we hit a big screen play, big long run. I think maybe our second or third play of the game to go 7-6, and then Oak Grove scored again, 7-12 into the first, and then they scored again to go 7-19. And there's about we were 93 yards away from pay dirt with about 4 seconds before halftime, and we broke a long touchdown run to go in at half down 19-13. Got a big stop coming out of the fourth quarter, coming out of halftime. They had the ball first. Defense made a big stop. We scored a touchdown and kind of got some momentum going. Got an onside kick. Was able to score again and scored 19 points in the fourth quarter. So final 47-26. Yeah. Big roller coaster football game. High school football at its finest, I guess you could say, with the ups and downs. And our kids and our coaching staff made some good adjustments. Our kids made some plays. And you know, that's a big win for our program. That's our first playoff win, I think, in, I want to say, 10-plus years, and first time they've beaten Oak Grove since the early 2000s. So Oak Grove's a good team and took a team effort tonight. Happy for our kids.
Yeah, you said it best, Coach. Oak Grove, good ball team, you know, coming out 47 points, you know. How about your standout players tonight, Coach? I know you had that screen.
Yeah, the screen play with Avion Thomas. I don't quite know what the yardage is. It's not written down. It's 80 plus yards for a touchdown. And then he had 24 rushes for 294 yards and 3 touchdowns. Tramell Coleman, another kid that we kind of use some wildcat packages, really good athlete, use him in the slot. He had 8 rushes for 105 yards and 2 touchdowns. Quarterback played a pretty good game, really managed the game well. He's 6 of 9 passing. The 2 touchdowns, 127 yards. So the biggest thing is just the adjustments that our staff made and our kids made. At halftime, they had 198 yards rushing, and they ended the game with 224. So, like I said, kudos to our staff, kudos to our kids. Our backs were against the wall early, man. We've lost 2 games in a row. We could have flew out of there and got ready for basketball season and wrestling season or hunting season, and our kids kept on battling, and we lived to play another week.
Yeah, it's great seeing Boonville Pirates. You know, you've kind of turned that program around there in the last couple of years, Coach, and we're proud of you. You know, and next week, you know, that Class 3 District 7 stuff, I know, and next week you got a tough one with Odessa.
Yeah, to say it lightly, you know, a lot of respect for Coach Thomas, what he's done everywhere he's been. You know, he's an actual Boonville alum, won a state title here as a player, led a team in 98 to win a state championship. So he's got some Boonville ties. They've got some former head coaches on his staff, some college coaches on his staff. They got them kids rolling. And, you know, it's going to be a tough game. We got nothing to lose. We're gonna prep. We're gonna have some fun this week and play loose and see what the hell happens. So
I hear you, Coach. And I know you guys are going to be prepared. I know you, Coach. I know you as good as probably a lot of people. And I know you'll be working late hours and draw a good game plan up for your offense. You got a great running back. You got some great players. And, you know, it's going to be up to Odessa to also stop you.
Yeah, no doubt. And we do. We got some really, really good kids, talented kids. And we were underdog coming in tonight. Like I said, losing 2 games in a row, facing Oak Grove and what they do. Coach Richards does a fantastic job. His defensive staff does a great job. And like I said, it was exciting to see our kids play with the passion and play with excitement. And we haven't really necessarily seen that a whole lot this year. You know, some of the games that we've won early in the year, those are games that we should win. We should beat the teams that we have beat. And then some of the games that we've lost, those are those 50-50 games, and we haven't been able to pull those games out. So, like I said, tonight, to me, was one of those 50-50 games. If not, to be real honest, we're the underdog. And to pull it out tonight was huge, not only for our kids, for our program and our community.
Most definitely, Coach. You got one of the tougher schedules, I think, in Class 3, and you have Blair Oaks, and now you're playing Odessa. So it doesn't get much harder than that.
Yeah, we got the games on our schedule. And like I said, we haven't really answered the bell in those games, but we did tonight. We're going to enjoy it. And we got the exchange going on with Odessa. Like I said, we'll see what happens.
All right, Coach, thanks for calling in the fifth quarter show. That was Coach Greg Huff of the Boonville Pirates over Oak Grove tonight, 47-26. Coach, give us a call next week and tell you how you did against Odessa.
I will. Thank you.
Thanks.